91.3 The Edge. Ethan Sellers and Olivia Harris are in the studio. Woo-woo. We've got some sad news. What? Some really, really, really sad news.
Sad news.
Wait, I'm scared.
Grab your tissues.
Not Pat McAfee again.
It's not that. Nobody from the NFL retired, I promise.
Thank gosh. I was like, Andrew Luck now? Oh, no.
Hey, if Andrew Luck, that'd be okay. I'm just kidding.
You were just roasting me all over tonight.
I'm just kidding. But no, we have to say goodbye. We have to say goodbye for... I can't say it. Some Monopoly characters, they're leaving us.
What?
No!
Wait, as in like... Monopoly.
Yeah.
Like the game?
Yeah.
Like some pieces
what?
Are gone.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, wait.
I'm sorry I had to be the one to tell you guys
step
this.
Back.
I really need to know
what they are right now.
I swear, if it's the thimble, I'm going to be so angry.
It's the wheelbarrow... Iron. Wheelbarrow iron.
Uh-huh.
The boot.
Okay.
Not the boot. Not the boot.
Whoever plays the boot.
I play the boot.
And the thimble.
What? Really? Oh my gosh, guys. How much can this happen? So first Leonardo DiCaprio. And then you troll
me. And then Andrew Luck.
Yeah, with that. And now the thimble.
I'm just kidding. It's not the thimble.
Oh,
are you serious?
Okay,
no, I mean, not. It's a thimble.
Honestly, I'd take the boot over the thimble. I'm not
going to
lie.
Wow. I hate all of you.
But we have three new characters as well.
What?
Ooh.
Woo!
Are they going to be as good as the thimble?
No.
Oh, okay,
it's the T-Rex.
Oh!
The penguin. Wait. And the rubber ducky.
There's a penguin?
Yes.
Penguin makes it. And the rubber ducky both make up.
I like the T-Rex.
Forget about the boot.
No, T-Rex doesn't matter.
It's a T-Rex.
No.
I like the T-Rex. It's got cute little arms. Yeah, that was a
was a terrible high five.
I'm looking at the picture of the T-Rex and I see zero arms.
No arms?
There are pictures?
Yeah.
I want to see the pretty pictures.
There's like, it's a picture and the T-Rex is like growling, but I don't see any arms.
There's the thimble that's leaving. That's so sad.
Wait, is it really leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retired.
This is the iron.
Retired. The boot. Retired.
The boot.
The cannon retired.
The cannon?
Those are old ones.
Since when was the cannon?
What we have to tell you guys.
I'm sorry, I went back into old stuff.
What we have to tell you guys is that there is a Monopoly board that votes on the pieces that go in the game. And so there are super old pieces that were retired in like the 50s and 30s that like are gone.
Like the purse and the cannon.
The rocking horse, the lantern.
I liked the purse.
I know, the wheelbarrow. The horse and the rider was retired in the early 50s. A sack of money that was retired in 1999.
That's fitting.
Or no, it was added in 1999.
Made a good choice.
Yeah. The sack of money, it looks cool, though.
I've never seen the cat, though.
I haven't seen the cat.
Hold the phone. There was a cat?
There is a cat.
The winner
still in it.
Whoa.
The cat is one of the newest pieces you'll find if 1999 you purchase it, if in 1999 you purchase a set.
I think that we must have a really old set because I do not have a cat one. I'm going to go buy one.
And there were four pieces that were rejected along with the cat. The cat made it. The helicopter, mm-hmm. The guitar, the diamond ring, and the robot were all rejected.
Why would they reject the robot? That robot looks cool.
And that T-Rex looks awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
It has no arms. Where are the arms?
It's right there. It's on its side. It's just kind of into
the piece.
Oh,
that's weird. It looks like he has broken arms.
He does. And the penguin looks cute.
I like the penguin.
And the rubber ducky.
He's a cute little penguin.
You guys are being really weird.
We're good.
The T-Rex won the most votes out of any potential
There should have been like a chicken. Would you play like a chicken piece?
Like a chicken nugget.
Yes.
No, not a chicken nugget.
I would play a chicken nugget.
I would play a chicken nugget any day. I'm a vegetarian and I'd still play a chicken nugget.
Why not a chicken?
Because chicken nugget, it's a chicken nugget. It's self-explanatory, really, Jackson.
Come on, Jackson. Like, get with the program.
Apparently, I'm not that smart.
Finally, he's getting attacked, and I'm not.
It's chicken. Like, did you guys see the Brahma chicken?
The what?
That giant chicken that was on, like, Twitter everywhere.
What?
How big is Jackson?
I don't have a Twitter. You need to know this.
Like, 20 pounds.
What?
And above.
It was a chicken?
It was 4 feet tall.
Could you imagine how many chicken nuggets that thing would produce?
Oh, so many chicken nuggets.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like a chicken nugget factory.
It was a 4 foot tall chicken.
4 feet?
4 feet.
That's like taller than some people.
That's over half my body size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that chicken. I would ride
that
chicken.
It's gigantic though. But I think the farmers, they're like genetically modifying the chickens to get more chicken nuggets. But it's just gonna, like, the chickens are just gonna take over. If we can't make them taller, we're not gonna, they're gonna take over.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm scared.
You know what? Because if you cut their heads off, they can still, like, wobble around.
Yeah, I saw
these
that.
Superior beings.
They can't kill us. We can't kill them.
They can't. They're going to kill us.
They're going to kill us because we can't kill them.
We can kill them.
Just waddle around.
No, they cause, die eventually.
Well, they'll cause the most destruction before they pass.
Now, how did they survive?
What, chickens?
Magic. Yeah, like, without their head. Yeah.
It's just for a few seconds. Like,
but, like, we don't.
No, we do not. Very, very correct.
It's because chickens are going to take over. That's why. Because they're meant to be the superior beings.
There's going to be human nuggets. Human nuggets.
No, that's disgusting. That is gross.
I'm just saying, the chickens are going to take over, true. And then there's going to be us.
Theoretically.
I got no words.
It could happen.
It's called, this chicken that I'm talking about, that was the Brahma chicken. And Brahma, I've heard that word before, and I looked it up. It was something like the Hindu god. It was like the creator of the knowledge and universe.
Just see, the chicken is the creator. Called it.
I know. Yeah.
Called it.
Okay. The chicken or the egg first?
Oh, no. Mm. Oh, no.
Because I feel like this is an appropriate time. I feel like since the chicken is the creator, I feel like the egg first?
I think it was the egg.
I'm going to say egg. I'm going egg.
Well, actually, did the chicken create the egg? Because the chicken is the creator.
I'm going with chicken first.
Chicken?
Chicken first.
Yeah, because chicken, if the chicken is the creator, then, like, the chicken was first.
Yeah, because he created the egg.
Yeah.
Because, like, then you also go, because, like, if you take it, if you look at, like, okay, so we could imagine, like, the beginning of Earth,
mm-hmm.
and, like, an egg was placed there to hatch a chicken.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But what about, like, a cow or something? Like, cows don't hatch out of eggs, so wouldn't it make sense if whatever you believe in is going to put a cow down as a normal cow, he's not just going to put a chicken in an egg. He's going to put the entire chicken.
What about, okay, cow baby or cow first?
Cow. Baby.
Baby, because the baby has to grow.
True. This is
my mind's hurting.
This is a mind bender.
844-4570, call in, tell us the chicken or the egg. That's like a jingle.
That was a great song.
3-1. Oh, wait, no. That won't work.
I'll snap for you.
Okay. 844-4570. Call in now for the chicken or the egg. Hey! Woo!
Yes, that's it.
That was beautiful.
That's it.
Name a famous guy who really might be the most interesting man in the world.
Nicolas Cage.
That's a good one.
Nicolas Cage is not on there.
Ooh,
wow.
Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio is not on there.
What?
I wonder why. Wow. Hashtag one Oscar.
Gonzo.
Do I get another one?
Yes. Yep.
Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump is number 5.
And he got that. That's 2-2. He got that.
He got it.
2-2.
Barack Obama was number 1 and Bill Gates was number 2.
Really?
George Clooney was number 3.
Is LeBron James on there?
I
was almost going to say George Clooney, but then I was like, no, I'm going to go Leo. Letting me down.
Name a job you might have if you worked at Disneyland. Griffin.
I'm going to go ride worker.
That's number 2, ride operator. Olivia, 5.
The people who
4,
are in the costumes?
3.
Costumer people?
Costumer people?
The ones that like the Goofy and like the Cinderella people who dress up like
that. I'm really, really sorry to say, Griffin, but she got number 1.
Oh yeah, my gosh! What?
I was like thinking like after I said that and I heard her say cartoony, I was like, yeah, that's number 1.
Yes!
So wait, what's this? Is it
3-2.
3-2.
3-2.
Okay. Olivia needs one more to win.
I have to.
Name an occupation where you have to wake up early in the morning. Gonzo.
Surgeon.
Ooh. I need some assistance over here.
Come on, Jackson. I'm 0-3 on this show. Do not make absolutely. It
0-4. Wait, but... No. No, okay.
They're the same thing.
No, they're not. They're completely
the
different.
They're the okay, same thing. 3.
Okay, you got 3, so you have 5 seconds
to steal. Oh my gosh. Okay, someone who works at a fast food restaurant.
No, is it not?
Okay.
Not on there. 3-3.
Number 1 was nurse and number 3 was doctor. So I was
nurse.
Yeah, nurse. And then number 2 is paper boy.
What?
I don't know.
Is that even relevant?
I don't know.
A thing anymore?
It's an occupation. You gotta get up early. I'm gonna go with DJ.
DJ, get up early.
Okay, you know what? Podcasters.
Nah, they don't get up early. Nah.
Sports broadcasters.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know what?
On the West Coast.
West Coast.
This is the final question. All tied up 3-3. The winner on. Will come back next week and face Kelsey in Breaking Feud. If you didn't have to work, name something you would spend your life doing. Griffin.
Sleeping.
Sleeping is number two.
Traveling around the world.
Traveling's number one.
Oh! Yes! Oh, I win!
That was the most intense
game
I've ever seen. Oh my gosh.
I'm officially to a point where LeBron James had a better record in the NBA finals than Breaking Feud.
I don't understand that. But I won, and that's all that matters.
You won. You're
0-4, Gonzo?
Yes,
and you know what? It's the same record as Tom Crean in Sweet 16 games with Indiana. Sure.
Ooh.
You know what? I got the blue, and that's all that matters.
We got
just
Olivia.
Thanks.
Olivia.
Blue ring.
Olivia Harris and Kelsey Atchison coming back next week to face off in Breaking Feud. And until then, we'll see. We have Nick Lewis and Kelsey Atchison doing their softball broadcast. They're in Cherry Tree right now, broadcasting that game. Next up is South by Hippocampus, and after this song, you'll be tuning into them.
Love Hippocampus.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad of a man. Thanks for tuning in to week number 56 of Breaking Point. Here is South by Hippocampus on the Edge.
3 leagues down the south side of where you left my gold rose crown, you broke down and left me with a chest hum of black gun.